we're talking about that stuff that, that makes your life bread, you know, rise. Years ago, you could come in a cave, you know, a little small block of this stuff. We were called yeast or something.
Yeah, it is a yeast. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Nowadays, I think it comes in a little packet.
It does.
Yeah. There's a time for changing.
Mm hmm. The other thing's changed. Even religion's changed. They're trying to change it.
Did your wife ever make kind of eggs, you know, just drop in water? You know, drop them in whole?
Boil them?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had boiled eggs the other day. Huh.
Did she ever make them with, you know, she breaks eggs and drops that in water?
Poach them?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Poach eggs are good.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never had them before.
You can take them and put them in that water over there, and you said break them and put a little salt in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll boil, you know, and then turn it over and take it up so that she did it like her yellow hard, like mine. I want my yellow done.
Mm-hmm.
And find an egg, once in a while she'll eat one. But she don't have egg yellow busted.
Yeah.
Let the white get on and turn it over that tunnel, and by Jane goes, let it cook a few minutes, take it up. About anywhere from the fourth to three-fourths row, I can't eat.
Yeah. Which is too gooey or something?
I just can't stand homemade. She put that on biscuits, you know. Hell, I had a brother that eat six raw eggs, swallowed six raw eggs a day.
Raw eggs?
Raw eggs. That's the best word for a man that's got a bad stomach and can't eat nothing. Eat them.
Just raw eggs, huh?
That's right. I've seen him swallow. Two for meals, breakfast time and lunch time, and that night, and he gained weight like them, and the stomach got good.
Wow.
Well, he'd eat a little bread, but might a little, no meats, nothing like that. If he eat anything like chicken, it had to be boiled.
Mm-hmm.
But pork grease, leave it over.
What do you call it, that meat that you sometimes boil with green? Kind of give it a flavor?
The meat, pork meat, oh hell, it's fried meat, some folks. That's what to make bacon out of, you know, the side of the hog.
Mm-hmm.
The old-fashioned side meat, you know, there ain't these stores, and it's a mess.
Yeah.
99 cents a pound, $1.15, and it ain't like it used to be.
No.
Right out, ain't got one fourth of grease in it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet hogs is coming down.
So, you know, when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that piece of meat there?
And dressing a hog?
Mm-hmm.
That's the side meat, they call it. That side from his shoulder to his hips.
Oh, okay.
And backbone down to his middle of his stomach. Mm-hmm. That's the side meat, they call it.
What is your hot stuff that we were talking about just before I asked this last question? That you buy in the store, all dried out. What do you call that stuff? Cut in real thin slices.
You know? Oh, that's bacon. That's why they make the bacon out of that best side meat.
Mm-hmm.
And then for boiling purposes, they use the fat. Now, I've done that yesterday down there looking place at $2, $2.50, $3. 95 cents a pound, 199 cents, and it's about that thick.
Mm-hmm.
And fat,
yeah.
Maybe